This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Alex Jackson from Peabody High School, shot putter, also plays football, but he is our Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. And Alex, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, congratulations. Again, as we note, these are awards for athletics and academics. And I think I'll start with academics first. I'm mixing it up this month, Alex, on you here. But when it comes to academics, I understand you're kind of a more of a math science guy. Tell us a bit more about your interests at school academically.
Yeah, those are subjects that kind of just like make sense to me. It's very set in stone. You learn what to do and like you learn how to problem solve. And I think that's a big reason I like it.
Yeah, and the do you have a math preference over a science preference, or and if so, maybe tell me more about the science piece of it.
Yeah, I really like math. Math always been my favorite subject. It always come easy to me, and science has been okay. I really like biology, learning about like how things work, how the body works, the evolution of things and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think that could be valuable, a little background for an athlete like yourself. What about a favorite class that you've had at Peabody? Would that be a math class?
Kind of. Financial literacy is probably my favorite class and probably the most useful class I've taken here so far. Learning about money and taxes and like where money goes to and just all like budgeting, stuff like that.
All right. I like where you're going there, Alex. It sounds good. Absolutely. And very useful. Hey, let me ask you this. I don't know if you probably can't totally answer this, but is that a class that everyone at Peabody High takes, the financial literacy, or it's just an elective?
It's an elective, but I would recommend that everyone should take it if they can.
Yeah, absolutely. How about a favorite teacher or an inspirational teacher that you might have had along the way at Peabody High?
My favorite teacher I have right now is Miss Mason. She's my Algebra 2 teacher. She's very personable, and like I really feel a connection to her as like a person. Like she's really nice, and she's someone I can go to talk to if I need it.
Before I go to the athletic piece here, I just want to go to your community involvement. I know you're involved with a number of different things. Tell us what you've done in the summertime, because I understand you work with Coach Braz and the summer youth program there, the track summer youth program, right?
Yeah, the rec camp for track for Peabody. A bunch of the kids on my team got together and helped out teaching the kids about the events and running them through it and just like let them have fun, let them go through stuff. Don't make them overthink or work too hard. Just somewhere they can go, maybe work out a little and just go have some fun this summer.
Yeah, that's great. And that's why Peabody Track is always so successful year after year, I think, because of programs like that, bringing them in the summertime, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, and I know another thing you've done is you've been involved with Christmas gift giving or somehow involved with that at the high school. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, that's usually run by either the resource officers or someone under the superintendent, and they'll get people together, package up some presents. Like this winter, we had to wrap presents for kids that were in need of them or like wouldn't have been able to have a good Christmas without it. And I've also put like clothes together, sweatshirts, shorts, shirts, and stuff like that. And yeah, it's all confidential though. We kind of just put it all together and they take care of all of it.
All right. I'm going to shift quickly over to sports here and athletics. And I'll do it chronologically. But in the fall, you play football. In the winter, it's track. In the spring, it's track now. But tell me about the football season. What can you share with us about your role on the football team and the season this year?
Yeah. So I'm a two-way starter. I start both ways. And this season was good. We lost the second round of the playoffs. A little disappointing, but better than it's a step from last year. And going into this year, I'm a captain, which I'm really excited about. I get to be a leader on this team because I grew up watching them, grew up wanting to play a Pee Wee Tanner. So I'm excited about that.
And for our listeners, again, that you are a junior, so you'll be back playing football again next year, I would assume, or later this year, we'll say?
Correct.
Yeah, nice. Okay. Now let's get to the track piece because people can read down below here on this post. They'll see all of the accomplishments, but let's just start with the state record. You have the state shot put record, correct, in Division II, and tell us more about that.
That is correct. At the Division II state meet, I broke the meet record in the shot put, which is also the D2 state record.
Nice. All right, and I was asking you earlier, just before we started, I was just curious about this, that even though you're in D2, D1 in football, but D2 for track, you would hold, you've thrown the shot put further than anybody else this year, right?
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, in all the different divisions, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, and how far do you throw, and what was the closest competitor in the States?
My PR is 61 feet, indoors is 60 feet, and I think the runner-up at the All-State meet was probably around 53, 54 feet, so.
That's, yeah, I mean, that doesn't sound all that close. It looks like you got him by maybe not head and shoulders, but certainly by a head for sure,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. How did you get so good at the shot put?
Well, I have amazing coaching here at PUB. It's unbelievable. Some of the best coaches around Massachusetts, New England. And just, I think my size helps a lot, my athletic ability, but my willingness to learn and get better also really goes into it. And just working hard every day, listening to what coach has to say, and just trusting that everything's going to work out.
Tell me about your workout other than just throwing the shot put. Are there other elements to what you do for strength?
Yeah, we really only throw 2 or 3 times a week. And there's a lot of drilling, weightlifting, like power work, like mud balls or whatever. So it's a lot more than just picking up a shot and throwing it.
Yeah, no, I would think so to get to what you're doing. Now, you're a Nike All-Scholastic, so tell our listeners what that means and that experience that you had.
Yeah, so this winter I went to the Nike Nationals over in New York City, and I finished 5th, which made me a Nike All-American, and that was a really exciting moment for me and the program.
So when you see these other 4 athletes that finished above you, what do you see, or what do you take away from what you saw?
It's always good competition, learning how to compete, but you also try and learn things from amazing athletes like that, like some of the best kids in the country, like how they go about mentally competing. They have a bad throw, how do they respond to that, and just the little things they do to really take things to the next level.
You just said when they have a bad throw. So what would you call a bad throw, and how often would that happen?
Well, whether your footwork's messed up or it slips out of your hand or you foul a throw, that really like can get to you mentally. And like, oh, I'm like 1 throw behind, or, oh, I need a really good throw here to get some points for a meet or something like that.
And speaking of points for meets, not totally related to what I'm going to mention, but team MVP and Northeastern Conference MVP and the Salem News Track and Field Athlete of the Year. So some pretty big accomplishments for this PBD junior.
Yeah.
Any reaction to that and those honors?
I'm very grateful for everything. It's been really fun being able to, like, almost lead the team. I'm a captain now, and just be a role model for the younger kids, and hopefully when I'm gone they can step up and do what I've been doing.
Now, I understand that the record in D2 that you have now was a record that was held for 54 years. Do you know anything more about that, or what can you share with that?
I do not.
Yeah.
Who had it or when it was thrown, but
Let me last question here on the shot put. But Tell me how you felt you grew as an athlete and performance-wise from last year, your sophomore year, to this junior year.
Well, physically, I've grown a lot. I've got a lot stronger, faster, more explosive. But I think what's really taking me to the next level is my wanting to learn, like really getting into the basics and getting everything down before taking the next step and just trusting my coaches.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there one particular coach that works with you more than other coaches? Usually they divide things up a little bit.
Yes, my throwing coach is Coach Smith.
Gotcha. Okay. I guess finally, Alex, is there anyone we'd like to close out with an opportunity for you to do a little shout out to somebody, a family member, somebody else? Who would you like to give a shout out to wrap things up today?
I'd like to shout out my mom. She really does everything for me. She provides for like everything. She really is a great woman, and I love her.
Nice. How was Mother's Day at the Jackson house?
Good.
Perfect. I would think so. Alex, it's been great talking with you. Congrats on all that you've been able to accomplish. And, of course, we'll be looking forward to following you this next year as well. But have a great summer, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Alex Jackson, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month from Peabody High School here on MSONewsports.com.